I'd like to go back to your question. What you have, where did the laptop say have to? Not for you. We didn't care about you. I'd like to go back to your question. If we can phrase it as a question, not as a demand. Should I give the share on the four different types of questions people ask and how they ask them and how we have to turn up so they ask them correctly? Maybe I'll do that sometime. Okay. Actually, it's on the site. You can go listen to it. It's on the website. Yeah, questions. It's called questions, I think, by Rebecca, not by me. I haven't given it here publicly. Anyway, it's a very important share to know that, especially if you plan on going anywhere in this world. If you have kids, you have to be able to hear. Is the kid asking a question? Is he making a demand? Is he complaining? Is he saying, ouch? A lot of people ask questions without a question mark. A lot of people make a statement that's a question. You have to be able to determine what's going on here. Anyway, there's questions in Torah, there's questions on Torah. They were sensitive here to know what's going on. Anyway, oravram.com. Speak to me afterwards. I'll give you the instructions on how to get in there. It's a bit complicated. No, it's not complicated. It's just, it doesn't exist. I just have to show you how to get in there. Okay. You didn't expect me to do things straightforward and simply did. No, don't worry about it. It's not that esoteric. Anyway, the problem is I want to cover some more ground here before we come back to your question. So remind me, you'll notice when we get there that we're going to deal with it, okay? I just want to pick up a bit more information. Okay. So yesterday we saw an example, and there are many examples like this, of a person who was caught up with his horns in the thorn bush, like Avram's isle. In the end, Chayza Betshuva on the spot just before he died, and died as Kiddush Hashem. We saw that was the two different dynamics, the two different types of Yidden. Obviously, it's not just two types of Yidden, it's more complicated than that, but just to get the picture from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, B'nai Yushalayim, Ayala Sasodeh, that's the dynamic. That's what I'm saying. Those are principles. Principles always have to be adapted to the reality. When you go to the root of a subject, and that's the complication, when you go to the root of the subject, you understand the subject's root, like the genetic code. When you understand the gene, the genetic code's perfect. But it doesn't always unravel into a human being that looks identical. You get the partial open. The application of the principle always loses something at a certain point. I drops to understand the principles and then apply them depending on the circumstances. That's why I said you're not going to find a whole range of, you know, and in one person's life sometimes it can fluctuate as well. It's not, but we have to understand the klalit in mamash, in the shayrish, in the root of the subject. So let's go a little bit further. I believe we're on the second last paragraph.
Yes.
The Pasha Sa'akeda Ne'mar Oid. Let's go back to our favorite Pasha. And there it says, Vayikra alav malach Hashem min ha-shamayim v'yoymo Avraham, Avraham, v'yoyme hineini. The malach called out from Shemayim. Interesting. I care where he called out from. And if he called out from Shemayim, that's going to make any difference. I just noticed that now. Why does it tell me that he's calling up from Shammai? V'yoma Avram Avram, called him twice. V'yoma Hineini, and he said Hineini. That word Hineini is a whole bunch of Torah around it. V'yoma, and he said to him, Al tishlach yad kel ha-nar, don't stretch forth your hand to the nar, to the youth. V'al tas lo ma'uma, don't do anything to him. What else was he expecting? We're going to beat him up with a hammer? Don't put up the knife to him. Don't stretch your hand out to him. And don't do anything to him. Got it. Don't put out your hand to him. Kick him with my foot. What was the malach worried about that he had to make that second statement? Rav Hosseinu Dolsher is kefal aloshen. So Chazal Darshan is kefal aloshen. Al tishlach yad kelana. Va'al tas lo moma. You see these two things here, right? Yeah? You got that? There's two things here. And the one seems to be a little bit redundant. You've told me, Al Tishlach Hadla, don't stretch forth your hand to the boy. So I understand. Don't do anything. Yeah, I got it. Don't do anything to you. I got that the first time. Why is a malach min a shemayim wasting words? You could have just said the second one. Okay, good. That's asking the question from the other way. You know, 100%. Excellent. Excellent. Stop. Don't do anything. Got it. Chazal picked this up already. They explain it like this. Where was the knife? Where was the knife? He was supposed to be holding a knife in his hand, yeah? And the pasuk says, Al tishlach yodcha el anar. It should have said, Al tishlach sakin el anar. Where's the chazal? I want to know what happened to the knife. Interesting answer. Watch this one. The sharu shalosh damot mimalachi asharis. We know that at the moment of the Akedah, the Malachim were crying. There's another example of Malachim crying. Where was that example we had this week of Malachim crying? Esav's battle with the Malach. Yaakov's battle with the Malach. When Yaakov was had a big fight with the Sar of Esav. And there, the Sar of Esav wanted to go home. He had to go and sing praise or whatever, give time for him to sing Shira. And Yaakov wouldn't let him go until he gave him the bracha. And the Malach says, no, we'll wait till you get to Beis Ed, and then Hashem will give you the bracha, and I'll be moida there. And Yaakov says, no, I want it now. And the Malach's crying, Rashi says, no, wait till then. And Yaakov says, no, now. There's a whole argument there. Now, later. Spoke about that a little bit. So there was a Malach crying. You see, there's another. He has Malachim crying. Something that Malachim aren't allowed to cry. They can't be big boys, because big boys don't cry, no? The Malachim obviously can't be big boys. Is that for a lie? Okay. So that's the question. Where's the knife? The Malachim were crying and the tears fell on the knife. Tell me if I'm translating this correctly. It was Mahasharis. The Sicha Sasakin. What Sicha Sasakin? From Shosa, from destroy the knife. Yeah. I'm asking, how do you translate that?
I have no idea. When you translate it?
I thought shichat asakin, it destroys the
knife. Shichat or sichas?
Sichas. So what would be sichas if it's sichas? What would it mean then?
Sicha.
Speech. They've cried and spoke to the knife. No, it sounds like sichas asakin. That would be the knife was talking.
Sach is this.
I told you, I don't exactly know how to translate.
Sach is the samach.
Amalo. Echankanu, v'amalo, al tishlach yad, kelanar, v'amalo, itzimim eni tipas dam, v'amalo, al tas lo me'uma, al tas lo me'uma. You want to bring the Bresi Shrob in the art straw there? I'm happy to, in Parshas Nun Vav Psoka Zayin. I don't know where you're going to find this. Probably in the Midrash that's dealing with the Akedah, no? Anyway, that's what's going on. Yeah, but we're asking where the knife is. That's also one of the stories here. The midrash is asking. The midrash is asking like this: "V'yoyim al tishlach yotko, v'sakin eichin hayo." Where was the knife? We answer: there were three tears from the Malachi Asharis, and they shichas asakin. They did something to the knife. So there was no more knife. It's in Brachos in Parshas Akedah.
Well, if there was no more knife, why did you have to tell him?
No, that's good. That carries on. So now there's no more knife. Achichkanu. So I'll strangle him. No. I'll teach like yod chelana. Amalo, it's him in many timbers. Let me just take a little bit of blood. Please. Amalo, I'll tas lo me'uma. Okay, we'll look at it afterwards. I don't want to take it. We'll look up the midrash afterwards. Fascinating dialogue here between Avram and the Malach. Avram's about to shecht Yitzchak. Comes along the Malach and says, "Al tishlach yod kalana va'al tas lo me'uma." There's a dialogue going on here. The Midrash explains. First of all, where was the knife? Where was the knife? So the knife got destroyed somehow by the tears of the Malachim. Three tears. Wow, three. I don't know. Okay. So Avram doesn't have a knife anymore. But he feels a little bit helpless. So he says, please, I'll strangle him then. Excellent question. Good question. Okay. excellent question on the midrash. You'll see, we'll get the midrash inside. We'll have a look. I'll strangle him. So they said, "Al tishlech yotchel anah." Don't stretch forth your hand at the nah. Pamalos, Avram said back to him, "At least just a little bit of blood. I won't kill him. Let me just take a bit of blood." And then he said, "Al tashlo woman." That's the double loshen.
Finished kasasakin.
That means
he got slaughtered. He says
the knife got destroyed.
It's putting it incorrect.
There could be different versions, whatever articles using, whatever. How does he translate nishchat? Destroyed. That's otherwise doesn't make any sense.
And the knife became ruined.
The knife became ruined. Was that a Moshe Amati? Destroyed the knife. And then he's got a good question. So what did he use to shech the sheep? Afterwards, the aisle said, they cried again and it fixed up the knife. You got the magician in front of you. There's all the pirushim, whatever. Go learn it up. You got Tanya Yosef. You got the whatever. You got all the nice circadian. You got a little bit of it. Good, good. Anyway, that's the double lotion in the pasuk. Because obviously we want to understand what's going on here. Chazal Eilu ki Avram veYitzchok. If you looked up the Sforna that I told you to look up the other day as well, you'd also have a hint of what was going on with Avram Yah. Strangle him, take just a bit of blood. None of that's not going to work. Runs and shechts the aisle. Tachas benoy. Have to go see the Sforna there and see what he said. Moiridik. That's touching on this midrash a little bit as well. And you're right. Why do you need tears to destroy the knife? Why do you have to destroy the knife in the first place? Okay. What are you going to do with the sheep? What's he going to shecht him with? He'll strangle the sheep. From this mirage, you see that Abraham and Yitzhak had enormous preparation for my cicada. They just trot off on a Sunday afternoon picnic to the cicada, and what will be unbelievable. We don't know what they go. Length to explain and elaborate on the preparations that Avram made and he put the wood. The sot went out of his way. Everything he tried to stop them. There was signs and rivers, and it wasn't poshut. Total dedication and focus. Nothing gets in my way. Keep going. What did Avram think when the Malach came from Shemayim and said, "Hey, don't bring your son as a korban"? He thought maybe he did something wrong. Maybe there was a psul in the korban. He's machshava something. He didn't go, "Sure, Boch Hashem, I'm off the hook." Wow, that's cool. Go back to Saran. Now, what would he thought? He spent a lot of time and energy in the serious nefesh to get to this moment, and now the Malach says, "Stop." The first thing he thought was like, "What did I do wrong? Maybe I didn't prepare myself properly." Say, wanted to do a little hatrava, just bring Yitzhak a little bit, something. Just a little bit of blood. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't let Avram do, as we will explain above. Let me just finish this before it. It was a very successful bunch of cups, was it? Again, was for weeks already. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manam Avram lasa is liyitzak avinu mu'uma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let Avram do anything to Yitzhak. The question is, why did Hashem stop him from doing anything? So what was all the preparation, the Mesirut Nefesh, the Nisoinus, the unbelievable? This is the event in the whole Torah. What was it all about? Just like some kind of an act? What was going on here? All for nothing? You do all that preparation, you get there, you work, you schwitz or whatever, you're just about to put the matzah in your mouth on Leila Seder after all the parade, matzah. What are you talking about? You know, and you planted, flowered, grow, harvest, make matzah, stream it at 6 months, and how long it takes to make matzah? Months and months. Schwitzing, hard work, polishing, cleaning, cashing out the house. All this hard work, I've learned all the results on the kavanas of everything, and I'm just about to put the matzah in mouth. Hashem says, "Hey, no, you don't need matzah tonight." What's all that about? That's Avraham's question. What's all about? What do you mean stop? You're not willing to put all we need to do in mitzvah, and then tell me stop. What's going on here? Okay. After all that work, let me just taste a little bit. Let me just do a little bit of the mitzvah. Please, I want to do the mitzvah. I've put so much kvaichus into this. Good. But a person wants to do the mitzvahs. A person has a chesed to the mitzvahs. He loves mitzvahs. And he put a lot of time and energy. It's only human when you invest a lot of time and energy into something that you want to taste it. I just use that as a marshal. But I'm saying, you're not. That's a big discussion you just mentioned. That's massive. A lot of us do mitzvahs connected the rots in a share. Of course.
What does it mean?
Because as I said, that's a big subject. I'll show you how you do a mitzvah connected rots in a share. Now that you want me to find. Usually I don't go off the subject, but it's Thursday today and I'm tired. So I'll go off the subject just for 1 second. But it's a big sugya. We have to come back to it. First day slichas. Everyone is very, very fired up. First day slichas. If you're a Svadi or not Shkodesh Elul, if you're not a Svadi, much later on in the game. But it's very, very exciting. And everyone's fired up. The first day slichas, yeah? So you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning with a bren. And you leap out of bed and you wake up your wife. But I'm doing slichas. Yeah, you bound down the stairs. You wake up everybody else. You walk out the front door. You slam the door. You rev up your car. You wake up the neighbors. I don't have to elaborate. By the time you get to sleep, there's someone sitting in your seat. So now you're coughing. Yeah. You flip your talus back and you blind the guy behind you. Yeah, a lot of slichas. Yeah, you're a rotzeach. A shoygeg. Maybe 1,000 times on the way to slichas to do a mitzvah. I'm doing my mitzvah. My mitzvah. Yeah, you're doing a mitzvah and it's not really a big mitzvah. You've been better off staying at home in bed than going to say slichas. Because you did about 1,000 aveiras on the way to slichas. Correct. But that's also just an example. It's a big sugya. I don't want to go there now. I'm just saying, you asked me, you're doing this big mitzvah. Slichas. Of course, it takes a lot of chokhmah to know how you're doing the Rotsun Hashem and where to do the Rotsun Hashem. But there's way to call Nidre. Now, we all know called Nidre. No one misses called Nidre. Even people never go to shul. Kol Nidre is the big thing. We're not even sure why it is, because we don't really understand what we do Kol Nidre anyway. But Kol Nidre is a big thing. Yeah, he's on his way to Kol Nidre, and he never goes to shul for Kol Nidre. And they're waiting in shul and waiting and waiting. Eventually, they can't wait anymore. Kol Nidre has to be pushed here. They do Kol Nidre. Much later, Rishol Sodan to Magi Shul. Where were you? Is everything okay? He was on his way to Kol Nidre, and he heard a baby crying on the house. What had happened? It wasn't going to be Kol Nidre. The baby was sleeping, so she'll nip up quickly for Kol Nidre and come back. The baby wake up crying. So Rishol Santa went to look after the baby. So the mother came home and then he went to shul. I don't know if I could do that. Kol Nidre? The baby will cry. Kol Nidre? I'm going to give him my Kol Nidre to babysit. You understand that we don't understand what Torah is. But only the beginnings of understanding what Torah is. What's the mitzvah now? Take care of the baby. No, what about Kol Nidre? That's not a baby. I need the inspiration. I like Kol Nidre. I want to do Kol Nidre. Hashem didn't ask you to do Kol Nidre. Hashem asked you to babysit. There's always, you always have Kol Nidre. That's what I said. It's not even meters. No, it's not even meters. It's about what does Hashem want me to do now? It's the same thing. It's the same thing. I'm trying to show you. It's the same route. What does Hashem want from me now? He wants you to go to slichas? Yes, he wants you to go to slichas. But he wants you to wake up people on your way to slichas? No. So find a way to go to slichas without waking up people, or don't go to slichas. Or don't go to slichas. Yeah, but the Rotzon Hashem is that you shouldn't go to sleep. I'm saying that's the difficulty. That's always the case. We're always juggling those. Yeah. Where Midas fits into this is another discussion. What Midas is another discussion. Be careful what we mean with Midas also. It's not the portion. Understand all these things. I'm saying that the kudis is very, very often. We're guilty of this ourselves. We have a sense of the enormity of an event. And we want to be part of it, but that's not the Rotzon Hashem. The Rotzon Hashem is he wants you to be babysitting, right? Not the portion.
Not that you're doing a mitzvah, Hashem, just that you're doing.
Hashem doesn't want you doing this now. He wants you doing something else. Yeah, he doesn't want you doing this. A lot of cheshbonos there, but I'm just pointing out that's very often we're guilty of that. Okay. It's about tashki sources. Calm down. So. Yeah. And then it leaks through two. We get rid of them quicker. Okay. Use three. Okay. So that's Avram. Avram wants to do the mix a little bit. Hashem's telling you, no, I don't want you to do this. And Avram says, no. Nila Levayezo is up to Masha Amru Chazal. Let's have a look at this. This is a fascinating shtickle failure. The person has a good thought. He wants to do something good. Hashem joins it to the deed. What does this mean? That Hashem joins the machshava to the maisa. There's a machshava, a thought, and there's a deed. And Hashem joins the thought to the deed. What is that talking about? Maze. So he explains. Chazal explained like this. Included in this is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the machshava of a Jew who's yearning with all his heart to do a mitzvah. Ach mitzvaysa lo yotze lapoil, but he can't do the mitzvah properly. He can't do it. For whatever reason. He's honest. He can't. There's no Yitzhakim in town this year. He can't. There's another tree. There's a guy there who's got an esrog. He's got $1 million esrog with all the idurim. He has no. He's just doing it because that's what you do, you know. So his father doing it, so that's why he's doing it. But he has no. His life is. He has no yearning for this mitzvah. Neither in the davar. He has the yearning, the correct return is the correct machshavas, we didn't do the mitzvah. There's another thing in the mitzvah, we didn't have the correct machshavas. Achan Kodesh Baruch, he comes along, Kodesh Baruch, and interferes. He does that often, Hashem. Often interferes. You notice, because it interferes a lot in our lives. Mitzvah is a machshavas, Yudhi Pleini, Mamaisa Shel Yudhi Acher, V'yachtav, Mechashav, is a mitzvah, Kishchus Achas Shleimah. You get it? Because the Jewish people is one person. I'm very far up and brainy about doing this mitzvah, but I can't do it for whatever reason. It's just not physically possible, whatever I can't do, but I'm flexing to do the mitzvah. Another guy who does the mitzvah, but all he will do it, he does it habitually, with absolutely no, his temperature doesn't go up even one point. What does Hashem do? He takes these two unsholem aspects, he joins them together. The two Jews now partnered a mitzvah sholem. Perfect machshavas, perfect maisa. How do you do that? How do I start with his mitzvah to my maisa? How does that happen? So I'll tell you, because we'll end with that, because this we have to do properly. Chazanish has some interesting kashas. There's a famous Gemara where Rabbi Meir had some terrible neighbors who were driving him mad. So he davened that they should die. His wife came to him and said, why are you davening they should die? Davening they should do tshuva. He said, you're right. And he davened they should do tshuva, they did tshuva, whatever. Okay. Asa Chazanish, how do you daven for someone to do tshuva? Tshuva requires a Maisa Bechira. What do you mean? Tshuva requires a Maisa Bechira. Where's the Maisa Bechira of these evil neighbors? They did tshuva because he davened they should do tshuva. Where's the Maisa Bechira? Chazanish says something that this Nakuda. their tefila is their ma'isa bechira. Because Klal Yisrael ish echad hu. Klal Yisrael is one person. So therefore, he doesn't have a bechira to do tshuva. This Rabbi Meir is davening for them to do tshuva. That's their ma'isa bechira. Hashem starves them together. They have now bechira to do tshuva, and they do tshuva. That's what's going on here. Let's make it more practical for us. On Purim, we all go listen to the Megillah. Were you ever yoytzi mitzvahs kriyas Megillah? Any balkoyras here? No, balkoyra. You ever learned the Megillah from a cloth? If you call it diktuk alochim, so you've never ever makan the mitzvah kriyas Megillah. Shofar, yes, I've never blown shofar on Rosh Hashanah, but I'm a kind of mitzvah because it says lishmoya kol shofar. But Megillah doesn't say lishmoya Megillah; it says lichoyas Megillah. So how you makan the mitzvah of kriyas Megillah? Because it is Rosh Hashanah. Disappointing. No one's ever makan the mitzvah of kriyas Megillah. So what are you so drunk about and happy about? It says the Chazon Ish, yoytzi kriyas Megillah. The balkoyer's kriya is you query because Klal Yisrael yishechad you. Him being Kaira is your Kriya, not Shema Kaina. It's not because of Shema Kaina. Because his Kriya is you being Kaira, because Yisrael ish echad hu. We're all one person. When I'm talking, my toe doesn't say, yeah, but I don't speak. No, you don't have to speak, toe, because you don't speak. The mouth speaks. We're all one person. Get it? That's what Hazanish says. No. No, that's how some people answer it. And there may be shittas like that. Did you point in your shliach? But you're still lacking the ma'aser kriya. But there may be one way, but the Chazon Ish says, no. The Chazon Ish says, ish echadi. His kriya is like you play it, because he's your mouth. Then we see this from this chazal. He has a machshava, he has the ma'aser shem v'starot, and now you have a beautiful mitzvah. What are you talking about? What am I going to do with that thing? I'm not sharing my machshavas with him. No, you are, because you're one person. Earth-shattering news. No? We talk about Am Yisrael, we all brothers, Echad, we all, you know, unity, whatever. It's not mitzad avus. Not mitzad avus. The Chazon Ish says, Yisrael ish Echad, he doesn't say mitam avus. I'm not saying that Arvus isn't an answer to this question as well. And see what the Chazon Ish says. Go look in the end of Baruch Haim, the last article of Chazon Ish, the end of Baruch Haim. Go see what he says. And I'm telling you what, what Chazal say. Included in what you're saying, included in Hashem's Mitzvah, is this as well. Nichlal, that's the lotion. That's the lotion of the Chazal. Nichlal. Nichlal. Yeah, because see this inside, I don't know, I'm just telling you what he's saying here. That's it, because I'm learning this. My job's to understand what's in front of me. I need all Paul or say two spells and whatever. I'm learning what he says. Shnea. Where does it say Nichlal? It says Nichlal. Nichlal ha'inyan she'akadosh baruch hu lekach machshava sheli mishtak zeh mitzaref zeh. Okay, Nichlal. It's Nichlal in there. Means the other thing as well. What do you mean? I can't put on tefillin for you. Why not? Mitzvah sheva gofei. Why isn't Gilas Esther not mitzvah sheva gofei? Yeah, they ask on the Tanzanish. Good question. But, you know, okay. I'm not. I just can't tell you what he says. That's outrageous. Now, Pikabola, we know that's true. It has to be that way if you think about it, even without Kabbalah. If you just stop for 1 minute and think about what Ein Od Milvado means, and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah one, means we all at one point united and at one, because we're all Shreirish in Hashem. But the Chazon Ish is using it Alpi Alofa. In Achinami, why can't I put on tefillin for you? You know where you see it also is in tefillah. People are out in the field. And Morris says, if people are out in the field, so when the chazan davens for Mamad, he's yoitz them with tefillah. But they're not yarif. So it's not a din of Shamaya Ka'ina. Everybody else in Shulu is being yoitz Zan, their tefillah, if they didn't daven for Morris, they couldn't daven. So the chazan davens, and they were yoitz with Shamaya Ka'ina. But what about the guys in the Sadois? They don't have to come back to shul. So how are they yoitz? same thing. Not Shomai Kohenim. How can somebody be Yotzi you davening without Gary? You see many of these examples. Okay. Alvus has to be woven into the sugya as well, exactly what the Gedorim, I don't know. It's not a general knowledge discussion. I don't have too much general knowledge. If you want to learn, yeah, that's chopsticks.